ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Sajjad in As-Sahif As-Sajjadiyah, and we are up to supplication number 8. And we are looking at the first word that the Imam seeks refuge in Allah, which is greed, or as we say in Arabic, hirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom, He plays the rules and He plays the laws. And if a person goes by these rules and goes by these laws that Allah has placed for him, surely he will live a happy, prosperous life. And that's just natural because Allah plays them because He knows what's good for me and you. So it will result in happiness. If a person decides to go against the things that Allah has forbidden me to do or warned me not to do, then obviously that will result in me living a miserable, sad life. So happiness and sadness of life is in fact in my own hand. I make it, you make it, right? That's how life works. So if I decide to do something that I was told not to do, there has to be consequences. There has to be fruits of that action. So not every fruit is a good fruit. Sometimes you get a bad fruit, right? So what are the bad effects? What are the bad fruits of being greedy, of hirs? Now, the Ahl Bayt Salamullah alayhim, they left no stone unturned in this regard. So they told us many things that will happen to a person if he becomes greedy. Now, these things are, let's say, symptoms, right? Let's try to see if these symptoms are present on my mentality, on my body at least, so I can try to avoid this disease itself. So the first thing that the Ahl Bayt Salamullah alayhim say that the result or the fruit of stinginess or greed is the fact that a person loses his haya. He's not chaste anymore. His chastity just flies away. And that's a big thing. Why? Because the hadith says, لا دين لمن لا حياء له. There is no religion to he who has no haya. He doesn't have any shame, right? So the Imam says, لا حياء لحريص. He who is stingy has no shame. He's not chaste anymore. Which means he can do any haram. He would look at any haram. He will commit any haram he wants. That is, you know, we consider to be a shameless act. Let us take a break and inshallah we continue after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said the first thing a person would have is that he would have no haya, he would have no embarrassment, he would be shameless, he who is stingy. Because for the sake of money, I would do anything. You've seen so many, what they call these days, social experiment, where a person with a camera goes around and he makes offers to people to do stupid things. And I'm sure you would have seen some where a person, for example, offers money to people to do, I don't know, stupid things, take their clothes off or to kiss someone else or to do an act of indecency. And you see so many people, they just do it. And I've seen such horrendous experiments where they offer people quite a lot of money and people are very easy. They sell their, you know, their dignity, if I could say the least, to wealth. So a lot of acts of indecency and people lose his shame because he has this greed. He just wants to make money. He doesn't care how. He doesn't care what it will have, what will happen to him. And that's something that Ahlul Bayt Salamullah alayhim, they said that a person who is greedy, he's a shameless person. He has no haya. He is not chaste anymore. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, al-mu'min, he must have haya. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Ahlul Bayt, in fact, when they described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, they said he has haya. He was more chaste and he had more, you know, he was so observed to himself. They said he was more chaste than a virgin woman. So a woman who is virgin, usually she has haya more than any other person because she has not seen a man. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, even being a man, he had so much haya. He was so much chaste himself. Let us take a break and then we come back, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said a person who is greedy will have no haya, that he would be shameless and he would be not chaste anymore. The second thing that the Ahl Bayt Salamullah alayhim, they say that the fruit of greed is that the fact that a person will be degraded. He would be, as the Imam says, Amir al-Mu'mineen in a hadith, he says, Al-hursu dhullun wa'ana. Being greedy is a state of humility and hardship. A person will be humiliated, he will be degraded, he will be looked at in a very bad manner when he's just being stingy and being greedy. Now, a human being, he needs to have dignity. He needs to be dignified. He needs to be respected, not vice versa. So if I run after wealth, if I run after materialistic matters and property, how am I presenting myself to the world? How am I presenting myself to people? How are people going to perceive me? Someone with respect? Or would they give me respect? Or would they look down at me? Or would they, you know, disrespect me? Obviously, degrading and humiliation will come as a result of being greedy. Again, Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, he says in a hadith, Al-harisu asiru mahanatin, la yufakku asru. He says, he who is greedy is in fact a prisoner of humiliation. And such a prison will not be freed from. So any person who is greedy will literally, they're putting themselves in the prison, in the shackles and the chains of a humility. They literally asking people to humiliate them. Like, you know what, I'm greedy. You can say whatever you want to say to me. You can call me wherever you want to call me. You can think of me wherever you want to think of me. I don't care. As long as I get my needs and my wishes and my desires. And that's a state a mu'min should not be in at all. So these are a few things that we have to remember. There are more, inshallah, we will mention in episodes to come. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
Ya Sajjad.